Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So Joe Biden gives a racist speech. Fauci once again lies under oath. And apparently the heads of the FBI know very little to absolutely nothing. This is where we are as a country, folks. Now, there's a term that some people use that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. It's called being catfished. Being catfished essentially was invented as a means of saying you were lured into a relationship online by someone who was lying about who they really were. Either posting false pictures or doctored pictures, lying about what they did for a living. Basically, when you met the person, they weren't the person they said they were. And the term that stuck was catfishing. Well, here's a newsflash. We've all been catfished by the Democratic Party. All of America has just been catfished by the Democratic Party. We're for the working people. We want what's best for the little man. We are going to support small business. We are going to be the voice of the voiceless. You are 100% liars. 100% lying to the American people, and now you're doing it with impunity. But here's the good news. The masks are coming off, folks. The masks are coming off. And what's underneath the mask is proving to be pretty damn hideous. Now let's start with this ridiculous Joe Biden speech, in which he literally compares people who want people to have to show ID to vote with racists and traitors to the United States of America. Literally, racists and traitors to the United States of America. And he says so as if he is the bastion of morality when it comes to race relations. This is a man who gave the eulogy for Robert Byrd, the Grand Wizard of the KKK, called him a personal friend and a mentor. Said he didn't want his kids growing up in an urban jungle. Remember that? That's the same Joe Biden. But now he's telling you, well, if you expect anyone to show ID to vote, you're a racist. Does that make sense to you? I want you to walk into Walmart and buy a can of spray paint and see if they don't ask for ID. Even if you go through the self-checkout, they'll say this requires approval by a cashier who will then come over and either ask to see your ID or make an assumption about how old you are. One of the two. See, they don't have any problems that you have to show your vax card to get into a restaurant to buy a cheeseburger. That's perfectly okay. But selecting who's going to run this country, oh, no, that would be outrageous if you ask for ID. Joe Biden's mask came off. You see, even people as warped in the head as Mitch McConnell, and trust me when I tell you Mitch McConnell is no friend of the Republican Party, or the Conservative Party at least. But even people as warped in the head of Mitch McConnell is saying, I don't recognize this Joe Biden. I've known Joe Biden my whole life. I don't recognize this man giving the speeches. That's because he's not. That's because he's not in control. Hello, welcome to the party. He's being told what to say by other people who are pulling the strings. All he is the guy who fits the suit. That's why you don't recognize him, because none of these words are his. And when he does say something that's his, he lies. I remember the first time I was arrested during the race struggles. Really? Well, here's an unfortunate truth. You never were. Do you know how important a piece of history that is? Do you know how many people sacrificed? How many people were arrested? And worse? But you don't care, because it makes a good story. And that's all in Joe Biden's world that matters, is it makes a good story. Joe Biden was not arrested fighting for the rights of the minorities. He's a liar. Had Donald Trump said the same thing, there would be impeachment papers on the desk. Stolen valor, and he's trying to say he led a movement of and was arrested and fighting for the equal rights of minorities, and he's lying, and he's doing that to try to aggrandize, self-aggrandize, and we can't have a president who's spreading these false things. Really? Well, I don't hear a peep out of anybody now. Because you were catfished. They showed you Joe Biden and said, look at this kindly old man who's kind of a middle-of-the-road, old-school Democrat. He's not going to go too far to the left. He's not going to go too far to the right. He's going to kind of bring the party together. He's going to be one of those middle-ground guys that you can say, well, I didn't get everything I wanted, no. But then again, the other side didn't either. It's okay because he's moderate and it's right. It's fine. That's what they sold you. And then you got catfished and you got this guy. Remember when he said, I'm going to bring the parties together. You just called the majority of Americans racists. Because a poll shows that upwards of 80% of Americans agree there should be ID required to vote. So 80% of Americans are racist, according to Joe Biden. Remember when he said, I'm going to be the president of everyone? Apparently he meant even the racists, even that 80% of America that's obviously racist and want the Jim Crow laws back. What the hell does the Jim Crow laws have to do with we need to see you're really the person you say you are when you're voting for something as important as the President of the United States? Can someone please tell me that? The answer is no, no one can, because there is absolutely no justification for this other than you want to cheat. How, you ask? Well, if you can't prove who somebody is, they can say who they're whoever, right? They can vote six times. I'm Joe Brown. I'm Mike Smith. Come on now. Then we get to the ballot harvesting nonsense, which is illegal in most states. And people who really don't understand what ballot harvesting is, well, let me explain. If you were to go into, I don't know, an infirmary or let's say an old age home or something, and the people really can't get out to vote, and you say, okay, well, we're going to go around and we're going to get your ballots together and stuff. How about if these people are like, well, I really don't know who I want to vote for. Well, I think, don't you want to vote for this person? Okay, yeah, I think so. Okay. Or worse yet, they're in clear-headed and they say, no, I want to vote for this guy. And you just throw their freaking ballot right in the trash. There's nothing to stop an unscrupulous person from doing that if you allow ballot harvesting, and that's exactly what the Democrats want because they cannot win without cheating. So, why do you want the filibuster broken, huh? Then you say, oh, well, we can pass things through with 50 votes instead of 60. Do you want me to play for you every single Democrat when it was suggested by a Republican saying this would be the end of democracy? Under no circumstances ever should this ever be allowed to be happening in the United States of America. Even Joe Biden said that. Chuck Schumer said that. Every Democrat said that. Now all of a sudden they're like, we're all for it. We don't see the problem. Because you're all a bunch of liars and phonies. Joe Biden very clearly aimed at the American people and said, you're all racists if you don't do what I say. Does that sound like someone who's trying to unify the country? I mean, if you were really trying to unify the country and you believe so strongly in these new voter laws, you would say, folks, I understand your concerns. I truly understand why it seems very logical that you would need to present ID to vote. And I don't blame you for saying you support that. But let me explain to you all why I think that's not really a good idea and how that could adversely affect minorities. But he won't do that because he can't do that, because there is no good reason. So instead, he just points his finger and says, and if you don't believe it, you're a racist. And somebody sitting home says, well, I don't want to be a racist, so I guess I'll believe it. Are you kidding? It's flat-out communism. You people must be insane if you believe that. You must be insane. If I have to show ID to buy spray paint, you have to show ID to vote. How's that sound? But now let's get to another subject. Dr. Fauci, because the mask is falling off Dr. Fauci too. And I'm about to read to you something that's going to be very disturbing. And I want to give the author of this full credit. His name is, Mark Avis. And Mark Avis wrote an article on what Project Veritas recently uncovered. I'm going to read a part of it. The leaked documents show that the U.S. Defense Research Agency, which is known as DARPA, was asked for funding for research on bat coronavirus by the Echo Health Alliance and, in particular, research in conjunction with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What did I tell you all along? The study aimed to develop a vaccine for bat coronavirus and included gain-of-function research to that end. DARPA reviewed the proposal and determined that they were too risky. Too risky. In other words, the proposal was turned down, folks. DARPA took a look at this proposal and said, nah, too risky. Despite the rejection of the proposal by DARPA, the U.S. National Institute of Health, which is the NIH, and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases provided funding for this project. The NIH provided the funding under the auspices of Dr. Fauci, who had been leading the U.S. pandemic response. Notably, in Senate hearings, Fauci has clashed with Senator Rand Paul, and deemed that there was no gain-of-function research. That is a lie. Within the document is a letter by Major Joe Murphy of the U.S. Marine Corps, who had been a fellow at DARPA. Murphy makes some bombshell claims in this letter that's addressed to the Inspector General. Now, he goes on to say how qualified Major Murphy is to make these claims is a question that needs to be answered, and I agree. However, he was a fellow at DARPA, and he clearly was privy to some important background information about the pandemic. And here's his claims. The virus was developed at the behest of the United States of America. The key spike protein in the virus was engineered, and the virus was just a means of delivering that spike. The mRNA vaccine will not be effective due to the nature of the viral design. They are synthetic replications of already synthetic COVID spikes. And that the most effective treatments of the virus, such as ivermectin, have been wrongly suppressed. And Murphy details why they are effective. Now, Project Veritas has not endorsed or verified these claims, but they have confirmed that the documents are genuine. During his fellowship at DARPA, Murphy proposes that as an observer at DARPA, he was able to see multiple pieces of the pandemic puzzle and thus could put it all together from the many strands into a whole. Now, whether any of these claims are true or not, as of yet, we don't know. But Murphy certainly seems to believe them, based on his statement, and he provided that statement, which you can read online. The author says, regardless of the credibility, The Project Veritas story has demonstrated that Fauci and others have been lying about the U.S. government's role in this pandemic. Are you surprised? Are you shocked? You shouldn't be. If you listen to this show, you certainly shouldn't be, because I told you. I told you long ago that Fauci was doing this research in a laboratory in North Carolina and was told to stop, and instead just funneled money to a third-party organization who funneled it into the Wuhan lab. If I know it, the Congress people know it. The Congress people know it. Everybody else knows it. Nobody's doing anything about it. Meanwhile, your tax dollars that you worked so hard for was not only going to obviously pay for some of this research that probably killed somebody you know or made someone very sick that you know, but Dr. Fauci's lab was also doing experiments on turning monkeys transgender, because that's important. Let's torture monkeys almost to death just to see what they'd be like if we make them be a woman, a male or a female. And that is of value how? It's not of value. It's also illegal. This is a man who has such impunity for the United States government that when a sitting senator asks him questions, he's heard on a microphone that he thought was now turned off saying, "This guy is such a moron, Jesus Christ." Who the hell do you think that you are? Huh? Who the hell do you think you are? You pint-sized son of a bitch. Let me tell you something. When you're sitting in that chair facing elected officials, you don't call them morons. You answer their questions because the American people want to know the answers. Oh, you're so stupid. All of my information in regards to my salary and how much I make and what I spend, all of my financials are public record. If you can't find them, you're a moron. Yeah, we found them, and 90% of them are redacted. So you hand me a blank notebook and say, well, here's everything. Try doing that to the tax department this year. Try sending them half blank forms that say redacted, 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 redacted. See how quick you get audited. But Dr. Fauci can do it. He can send that to Congress. He can send that to the Senate. Well, here it clearly he's being transparent, even though 90% of it's redacted. And then when he's asked, clearly asked, why did you say it's time to take down these virologists who are saying that this virus came from the Wuhan lab? Let's have an organized effort to take them down. Why did you respond, I'm on it. I'm on it immediately. You know what he says? I didn't make that suggestion. No, you didn't make the suggestion. You're the moron. No one said you made the suggestion, you idiot. But when the suggestion was made, you didn't say, how dare you come up with that? These people are qualified. If they have a difference of opinion, they're allowed to. That's called science. That's not what you said. You said, I'm on it. We'll do a takedown of them in public, on the air. Why did you threaten people with revoking their medical licenses if they disagree with you? Because you're hiding something, and I'll tell you what you're hiding. The United States, create this virus. Now, whether it was just a bunch of crazy mad scientists thinking they were going to save the universe by prepping ahead of time for potential viruses, and they didn't care if the government thought it was too risky, I don't know the answer to that. Or if you were developing it for some sort of a weaponry, I don't know the answer to that either. I don't know why you did it. My presumption would be the first, that you just with impunity said, they think it's too dangerous, but we don't. We're going to be ahead of the curve. We're going to be the people who come up with all the vaccines and make $1 zillion because when these viruses hit, and they will, we'll be ready. How dare they say it's too dangerous? We'll just go right ahead and do it anyway. We'll just give the middle finger to them and say, F you. We're still going to use the money. We're still going to go on with the research. Just like you called the guy a moron, right? That's probably what you did when you were told by DARPA, no. No, you cannot do this research. I can just hear Dr. Fauci now. They're morons. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to do it anyway. I am science. And you caused a pandemic that killed how many people? And when the mask gets ripped off this, folks, I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I don't care if you're the most woke person on the goddamn planet Earth or you're the most conservative right-wing nut job. You're going to be shocked. And you're going to take a damn hard look at your country and say, what in the blue hell is happening? Because this pandemic was avoidable. And then it was covered up. It was covered up. Now, if you really want to see a clown show, you watch Dr. Fauci taking his mask off while he's giving testimony while the head of the CDC is sitting there with two of them. So let me get this straight. You don't even know what the rules are. One person's wearing two masks. One person's wearing none. Both, I guess, are perfectly acceptable. What the hell is going on? The answer is you don't know. You just make it up as you go along. Masks don't work. Yes, they do work. You need two of them, as a matter of fact. And the CDC says, really, those cloth masks don't work, which is what I said on this show I don't know how many times, and people went nuts. People went absolutely ape shit nuts on me, saying I'm giving horrible information and I'm going to kill people and blah, blah, blah. And God, if you ever posted on social media, you would be banned for life. Turns out it's true. So now my question is, was it an organized plan? Was it an organized plan? Did you know all along the mask didn't work, or are you just stupid? When I told you that qualified virologists, not one, not five, hundreds, thousands of them, were saying the masks don't work. Sorry, they don't work. I don't care what anybody's telling you. They don't work. They were shut down. They were thrown off YouTube. They were thrown off Twitter. They were thrown off Facebook. Why? How come their opinions weren't as valuable as the almighty Dr. Fauci? Because Dr. Fauci knew that if you got too close to the truth, he was going to be implicated. His ass was on the line. He is a liar. He is a danger to the United States of America. He helped to cause this pandemic. And these letters from Project Veritas, these emails, they pretty much prove it. You know what they did? They did exactly what I warned you on this show that the Democrats always do. They changed the definition. So they went in and said, gain-of-function research used to be this. We're going to say now that's no longer the definition, it's this. And that way we can say, no, there's no gain-of-function research here. You know what that's called? Semantics. You knew what you were going to do was illegal. You knew what you were going to do was going to cause you trouble. So you said, we're going to change the definition. But if you go by the definition that most scientists say is accurate, that's gain-of-function research. You're the one who changed it. That would be like me robbing a bank, and when the police arrest me, say, no, no, no. Robbing a bank means I went in and set everybody on the floor and I had a gun. I just went in with a note that said, give me your money, and they did. That was voluntary. They could have said no, but they didn't say no. They gave me the money, so I assumed it was mine. I assumed it was a gift. That's not the definition of robbery. Wonder how far I'd get with that. Not very damn far. So why is this little pint-sized Hitler allowed nonsense and get away with it? And I want you to watch very carefully, because he's being defended by the Democratic Party. When someone backs him into a corner and he just gives a ridiculous excuse and says, you don't know what you're talking about. That you're absolutely wrong, 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 wrong. Everything you say is wrong. And they say, really? Well, I have the evidence. I'm sorry. Your time is up. He's answered your question. What more do you want of this man? I want the truth. That's what I want, and I demand it. And if you've got a brain in your head, you'll demand it too. I want the truth. I don't care how ugly it is, and it's damn ugly. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's damn ugly. Republicans won't give me the truth. Then I want them out of office. I don't want any feckless, weak, helpless, lily-livered soy boys telling me, well, we did the best we could, and I don't want to hear it. You know he's lying. You know what he did. If I know what he did, you know what he did. Now I want him held responsible. And if you won't do it, I'm not voting for you. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't give a damn. Now let's get on to the FBI. Because they're also, at least the heads of the FBI, I would never paint everybody with a broad brush. I'm sure there are some wonderful FBI agents who are doing great work. But the heads of the FBI are morons. And worse than that, they're political tools. And they got caught. They got caught red-handed, folks. They got caught red-handed because they're not smart enough to cover their tracks. And they got caught red-handed. And the way they got caught red-handed is with a man named Ray Epps. Because while they're arresting people who they actually had to take image, what do they call it? I don't even know what they call it. But basically, they take an image that's so blurry and far away that you couldn't tell who a person is, and somehow they identify them. All of that technology to find a mother and daughter somewhere who they can raid her house at 3 in the morning and scare everybody half to death because you entered the Capitol. Because the doors were wide open and people were telling you, come on in, because you're an insurgent. But Ray Epps, who stands in the middle of a large crowd saying, everybody must go in. We must storm the Capitol. You have his face. You have his voice. You have everything. You don't need any regeneration. You don't need any of that stuff. You got it. Not only is he not arrested, not only is he not questioned, he's taken off a list. He's taken off the FBI's list. And when the FBI is asked directly, who is Ray Epps? You know what they say? I've heard the name, but I really don't know. Why don't you know? You know why? Because you do know. You're lying to the American people. Want to know where your tax dollars is going, folks?
Have been charged with crimes of violence. I know that there are many.
How many have been charged with nonviolent crimes?
I don't have the numbers of people charged, whether at the state or federal level. I know that
How many people are currently incarcerated concerning the events of January 6th?
I don't know the number of people incarcerated again.
No, they don't know anything, folks. They don't know anything. Humana, 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 humana. All of a sudden you turn into Ralph Cramden on the Honeymooners. I don't know. Why don't you know? You also don't know who Ray Epps is, right? You also don't know who the guy was that was in the one peak telling people, okay, the doors are open, come on in. He's clear as day. His face is clear as day. His voice is clear as day. How come he's not arrested? And when asked directly, are you ready for this, folks? When asked directly, did any government agent, FBI, former, someone who's just working for you, in any way, shape, or form, did any of them incite or actually commit violence on January 6th? Guess what the answer was? I can't say. You can't say. Well, that's very telling, folks. Because guess what? The FBI should be able to say, what, are you kidding me? Are you asking me if FBI agents or anyone that we actually hired to be there physically committed acts of violence or encouraged people to commit acts of violence? Obviously we didn't. That would be illegal. So no, of course we didn't. They didn't say that. You know what they said? I don't know. Can't say, really. What? Folks, you're being catfished. You're showing up for a date with that girl who claims she's a model, and she really poses for the face on an iodine bottle. You thought you were getting moderates who were going to bring this country back together. You've got radicals who are trying to destroy it. They're using the FBI to do it. They're using, apparently, science to do it. And they're using the President of the United States, a feeble old man who, if you told him to go out there and recite the words to a Cardi B song, he'd do it. That's exactly what you've got. And you should be very afraid. Because if you think for 1 minute that this COVID-19 could be the end of it, let me just play, science. Let me play Ray Bradbury for a minute, huh? What happens if 4 or 5 years down the road they say, you will do as we say or we will unleash one of the worst viruses you've ever seen? We have the antidote, so we're fine. You're not. So you will do what we say. What's to stop them from doing that? Stop them from doing that. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt, based on what this DARPA letters say, and I believe them, why would he lie? This is a man who works for the organization. Why the hell would he risk his career and his reputation lying? He says it's manufactured. And he says it was a co-effort between the Chinese and U.S. scientists. He doesn't say what the reason is. He probably doesn't know what the reason is. He probably assumes, as I do, that they were trying to stay ahead of the curve and say, we can get vaccines ready, not because, oh, we're such wonderful people who just want the best for America. No, it's if we can come up with this and then we get the vaccine to it, guess how much money we make? We're all sitting on billionaire row. They were told not to do it. They did it anyway. And what did your news tell you? This didn't come out of the Wuhan lab. It came out of a wet market. And if you think otherwise, you're a dumb person. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're an insurrectionist. Just like now you're being told, if you think showing ID to vote is a good thing, you're racist. Well, who turned out to be right? This obviously came out of the Wuhan lab. We knew it came out of the Wuhan lab. Anybody with any reasonable amount of intelligence who isn't purposely trying to run cover for the government or the scientific community already knew it came out of the Wuhan lab, who heard hundreds and thousands of doctors saying ivermectin does work. Hydroxychloroquine does work. I don't know why you're banning it. I don't know why you're not allowing me to prescribe it to my patients. I'm a qualified doctor. If I say it works and I think it's best for my patient, I should be able to do it. Remember when Trump had the right to try thing? If you're diagnosed with something that could be fatal, you've got the right to try anything. Oh, well, you don't have the right to try it now. If it's ivermectin, you don't have the right to try it unless you're rich. And you can go to a doctor who will thumb his nose. But Joe Public can't. Because it's horse dewormer. That's all it's ever been used for. Who would take horse dewormer? Some kind of a moron. Some hillbilly up in the Ozarks saying, I'm going to take that thing that cured my horse. Except that it's been used on humans for a variety of reasons. Billions of times. Successfully. And it has been cleared for use in humans, except you lied to the American people and said that's not true. It was true. How many times do you have to be lied to? How many times do these people have to be proven to be vicious, contemptuous liars before you stop listening to anything they say? You all walked around for 2 years with a cloth mask on. Half of you probably got fungus in your lungs or developed asthma. It doesn't work. You did it for no reason. So when you come down with that lung disease, when you come down with a case of asthma, you can thank the CDC and Dr. Fauci for lying to your face. And all those people who may have been able to be cured if they could have gotten some ivermectin, what about them? They don't count. They were necessary losses, just, collateral damage because we can't have it known the almighty Dr. Fauci and the U.S. scientific community thumbed their nose at us and paid for gain-of-function research when we told them not to. And we can't have it known that our real bosses are China. Folks, you better wake up to that, and you better wake up to that very, very quickly. We're having a little bit of construction in the studio, so if you hear some pounding, don't worry about it. They're not coming for me yet. Calling the shots here, folks. These elections that are going to happen in 2022 and again in 2024 are not just vital. They're not just important. They are probably a matter of life and death for some of you people. And you better take a long, hard look at the people who led you astray. You better take a long, hard look at the people who are saying, the gas prices have nothing to do with Joe Biden. Based on what? Based on what? The shortages at the supermarket have nothing to do with Joe Biden. Based on what? Were these shortages? Oh, it's all COVID. So you create a virus in order to blame the virus for everything that you told the people you wanted to have happen anyway. We need electric cars. We got to stop using oil and gas. You need to be vegan. We got to stop with all the meat. Oh, and just coincidentally, guess what this virus is causing? Meat to be so high you can't afford it. Farmers to be going out of business. Meat packing plants to be going out of business. Nobody can afford gas, so pretty soon they're going to have to go to electric cars. Gee, what a terrible coincidence, huh? Boy, that virus just seems to be targeting exactly what you targeted in the Green New Deal. Apparently that virus is very pro-Green New Deal. Because everything it's causing to vanish are the same things you said need to vanish in the Green New Deal before there was a virus. That's very interesting. And when people who come out and literally say, I have evidence, here it is, are shunned by the media, shunned by social media, you should worry, folks. You should really, really worry. Because when the government conspires with the media to tell you what you can see, what you have access to, the information you will receive, you are now in a communist country. You're in a communist country. See, a free country says, we'll let this chucklehead on to say, I found out that green M&Ms cure COVID. And then everybody says, that's a freaking idiot. It does not cure COVID. And you just go on with your day and say, that guy's a chucklehead. But when you have a virologist come on and say, I think that this medication might help, then people might sit up and say, well, should our government not study that very quickly? Maybe he's right. Would you do that with cancer? If tomorrow a prominent specialist in cancer research said, I have a medication that's been around for years. It's been used on animals, but it's also been used on humans for other reasons. It appears to eradicate cancer. You know what that man would be called? A hero. Check him out. If this is the truth, this is game-changing. If this is the truth, this man is a legend. You know what to be told if he said it cured COVID? You're a liar. Get off the air. Ban him. Take away his medical license. Why? Question, why? I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Ask yourself that question. Why? Why would a man who's qualified to make a statement like that be silenced if he says he knows something it could work? Would it hurt to hear him out? Would it hurt to try it? Could we have a few clinical trials to see? You're spending enough money on gender research. Can we not spend enough money to see if this man's theory works? No, you can't. It's the vaccine or nothing. That's what you're told. And then you're told ridiculous rules, such as the vaccine. Joe Biden said the vaccine, if you get it, you will not get COVID, period, end of conversation, and you cannot spread it, period, end of conversation. Wrong. You can do both. So if you can do both, why do I need to show I'm vaxxed? If I'm vaxxed, I can still give it to you. And if I'm vaxxed, you can still give it to me. So we're all sitting around with our vaccination cards giving it to each other because that can happen. And yet the person who doesn't have the vax card, oh, you can't come in. You didn't pay your dues. You didn't put a dime in the Bill Gates jukebox. That's what this is all about, folks. I'm not saying some of the vaccine doesn't work. Maybe it does. Maybe it helps to eliminate some of the severity. But there's no real evidence of that. That's just what they're telling you. If you take the vaccine, it'll eliminate the severity if you do get it. It won't prevent you from getting it, but you won't get a really bad case of it. I don't see any evidence of that. That's just what they say. And based on everything that they've said is a lie, I'm sorry to tell you, I don't believe it until I see it. Now, I just read you what a man who worked for DARPA said. That is called evidence. If you can prove to me that this man is batshit crazy, and he's a liar, and he's a political pundit, and he's only doing that because he is a right-wing fanatic, fine, then I'll dismiss it. But until you can show me that, I want to hear the evidence. And I want to see if anybody can debunk it. And so far, nobody has. And Dr. Fauci had the chance. And all he said about it was, well, it's being taken out of context. He didn't say it didn't exist. As a matter of fact, by him saying it was taken out of context is him saying, yeah, that's real. What happened there was, in fact, real. It's just that you're not interpreting it the right way. It did happen. Okay, well, then that means Project Veritas is correct, right? Otherwise, he'd say, I don't know what they're talking about. Somebody just made all that up. None of that ever happened. There was no papers filed like that. Nobody ever went to them and asked for funds. We never did that. That guy's a nut. He didn't say that. He said, yeah, but it's taken out of context. Oh, then it did happen. Well, then there's point one for this Project Veritas report. It appears it's the truth. It appears that the papers are legitimate. So if the papers are legitimate, that's strike one for your case that you never, in any capacity, funded gain-of-function research. Let's go to the phones for a minute. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Marcus, what's going on?
Nothing good, apparently.
Yeah, I'm going to address a couple of things. So I watched the here. First, I'm going to going to address Dr. F. Tard Fauci. Dr. Fauci should be in prison. I'm going to come right out and say it. Dr. Fauci should be in prison. We all know we're not right-wing political nuts. We all know what he's done. We all know what he's responsible for, and it can be proven. Time and time again, he's grilled in Congress, in these hearings, and nothing is done about it. Hold his midget feet to the fire and hold him responsible, because I'm sick and tired of watching it and nothing gets done about it. Gain-of-function research was done in a freaking lab. It's been proven. I don't know how many times you're going to freaking tell the American public who watches this that it's not so. No, it's not gain-of-function research. You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, Mr. Science? Actually, he does.
Well, here's the thing, Tom, that bothers me. Here's the thing that bothers me the most. How come I know it? You know, when I first said that on this show, I got people saying, you have no information that he was doing that in his North Carolina laboratory, and the Obama administration told him to stop, that it was too dangerous, and he funded the money to Wuhan. You don't have any evidence of that. That's conspiracy tinfoil hat thing. What would you know? If our politicians don't know this, if our investigators don't know this, you certainly don't know it. Who's right? Who's right? Gee, I'm a genius. Or maybe I just did 5 minutes of research. So you're not going to pass off on me that everyone doesn't know it. And I'm not letting the Republicans off the hook. The Republicans know it. Every one of them know it. If I know it, they know it. I'm not sitting here. What's the name of this show? Marcus Keynes As I See It. Common sense. Common sense. I don't claim to be a genius. This is just common sense. It's something you could look up. Anybody could look up. So, yeah, I expect Jim Jordan and Ted Cruz and all these people. I expect, obviously, all of the people who was grilling Fauci, which includes Rand Paul and all those people, to look it up. I expect every single one of the Republicans to look it up and hold this man's feet to the fire, because I already know, Tom, they already know everything I do and a hell of a lot more.
They do know. And the fact that they're lying in our faces is just an insult, and they expect us to take them seriously. I already don't take the Democrats seriously, because if I could watch Joy Reid say there should be a tax on people who aren't vaccinated to pay for people that are in the emergency rooms on ventilators, which is a flat-out lie, I can't take that person seriously. I'm not taking Ted Cruz seriously when he says January 6th was a terrorist attack. Oh, yeah? You little midget half-pipe moron? Let me explain something to you. What was the Black Lives Matter protest? People died. Billions of dollars worth.
They did. But here's the deal. We can yell at the Democratic Party all we want. We can blame them all they want. And believe me, they deserve the blame. But here's the difference. If you have a bunch of criminals doing criminal activities, you can point to them and say they're criminals. But if everybody knows they're doing criminal activity and they just walk right by and say, well, that's life in the big city, then who's really to blame? I want the American people, and specifically the Republican Party, to hold these people responsible. And I have a news flash for you. If you don't, you will never again get my vote. I don't care who you are. The games are over. The good old boy club is done. We're finished with the nonsense. You've stolen 2 years of our lives on this goddamn nonsense, and I demand people be held responsible. I demand people in the FBI be held responsible for clearly setting up an insurrection to try to prevent a candidate from running or winning a presidential election, because you probably fixed it. Oh, and what fixed it? COVID. How amazing. Boy, COVID does everything. COVID makes you a vegetarian. COVID makes you have to buy an electric car. COVID makes you have to have a ballot. You can't go to the voting booth. COVID does everything the Democrats want. It's an amazing virus, isn't it? Just amazing. COVID prevents you from opening up your business, but not a big business from opening up theirs. I don't want to hear COVID as an excuse anymore. I want the Republicans to hold these people responsible, and I want them to do it now. I hear people saying, wait till 2022, and I know what's going to happen. People like Lindsey Graham, who's all talk and no action, is going to say, boy, you wait and see in 2022 when we take over the House and the Senate. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, and we're going to do the other thing. And then he's going to get Dr. Fauci to testify, and you know he's going to say, thank you so much for being here. And slings and arrows that were thrown upon you are more than anybody could bear. We do have a couple of questions. Did you, in fact, fund gain-of-function research? No, I didn't. Thank you for coming. That's what Lindsey Graham's going to say. I don't want to hear it. You present your evidence, and you pin that little rat in a corner. Tom is right. The man should be in jail. A prison, not jail. He should be in prison. Now, some of these FBI, the head of these FBI, you've become political pundits. You got to go. You can't be the wing of the enforcement wing of the Democrats. That's not what your job is. And if you become that, which you have become, as we clearly demonstrate, we got people on Twitter, by the way, Democratic and Republican, in some case, senators, actually defending this Ray Epps thing. Well, you know, no, I don't know. I know that you said that everybody who entered that Capitol or incited a riot, including Donald Trump, who wasn't even anywhere near the Capitol, was responsible because he encouraged it when he said, go to the Capitol, but be peaceful. Ray Epps said, go in the Capitol and don't be peaceful. He is not arrested. And when you're asked who he is after you've arrested 700 people for this nonsense, you know what you say? I don't know. I don't know who he is. Oh, well, gee. I'd have thought he'd be the first guy you started with, right? Nice, clear picture, nice, clear voice. You know what his name is. You know where he lives. Go get him. But you didn't, did you? Why didn't you? That's the answer I want, Tom, and I want the Republicans to force that answer. Why didn't you?
Gee, I don't know. Maybe the same reason they didn't prosecute Hunter Biden for his laptop containing all kinds of child porn and illegal activity. Ray Epps is a criminal mastermind hired by the FBI. The people, when he said we must go into the Capitol the night before, people were chanting Fed, Fed, Fed. Okay, so let me explain. Let me ask you something, Mr. FBI. Who is this man? Why was he on your watch list? And why was he magically taken off your watch list back in July? Oh, it only took 6 months? It only took 6 months, huh? 6 months. Yeah. You know who he was.
Yeah, and I want people listening to this show to understand something. They may do something because they know it's a public outcry. So they may say, we've spoken to him, and we're going to in some way punish him. Bullshit. They're not going to do anything, or they already would have. They may try to make an optics move to just say, oh, see, it was all in your mind. We were watching him. We knew about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're lying through your teeth. You're a bunch of liars and a bunch of phonies, and what you're doing is catfishing everybody again. That's what you're doing. And I want to tell you something that I've been working on for a little while here now. When I told you all, it's just a matter of time, folks. With all of these, children can pick their sex, their gender at school without parents' permission, and all that nonsense. And you can apparently get vaccinated at 11 just by saying okay to a school nurse. They're going to try to normalize pedophilia. And guess what ended up happening? Now there is this big article written by a prominent paper that says we shouldn't use the word child molester in dealing with pedophiles because many pedophiles don't actually have any victims. They may be attracted to them, but they don't do anything because they know it's wrong or it's illegal. So painting them with that brush is wrong. And we should be more open and perhaps call it minor attracted people. Oh, so this is your first step to normalizing it, right? You know what a minor attracted person is? Some dude who just turned 18 and his girlfriend is 16 and almost 17. Then you can say, well, she's a minor, but come on. I mean, he's 18, she's almost 17. Give me a break. Some 6-year-old dude hanging around a playground watching 8-year-olds on a monkey bars. He's not a minor attracted person. He's a criminal. I don't care if he doesn't do anything. He's a criminal. He is a threat to your community because you can't guarantee he won't do anything. So what is it that you're trying to say? Well, until he does, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. No, I don't. Because if that man admits, I really do like underage kids, but I wouldn't do anything, I don't trust you. You say you won't do anything. That doesn't mean I think you won't. Just like I don't trust the FBI when they say, I don't know who Ray Epps is. Just like I don't trust Joe Biden when he says, oh, well, if you take the vaccine, you can't get COVID. That's proven. All that turns out to be a lie. Folks, here's the problem. COVID is real. No one is saying it's not serious. No one is saying this many people didn't die. But when you have CNN now actually having Jake Tapper, one of the worst left-wingers you can get, scratch his head and say, wait a minute. I'm seeing things now that 40% of the people who died really didn't die from COVID. They just had COVID, but that's not why they died. Is that true? Hey, moron, what were we talking about a year ago? And you called us idiots. You called us conspiracy theorists. You called us slackjaws. Now you're waking up to the party a little bit too late. Open your eyes. You really want to be journalists? The biggest story in your lifetime is right before you. This government, whether they knew it or they didn't, behind government's back, this country helped fund research that led to this pandemic and then covered it up and probably covered up things that could have cured it or at least prevented a lot of people from dying from it. And very possibly, the FBI was in on the fix of trying to stir up violence at the January 6th protests against this, what was thought to be a fraudulent election. Oh, you can't say there's anything, a fraudulent election. Anybody who says that is anti-American. Oh, really? Like Stacey Abrams, who still hasn't admitted she lost in Georgia? Remember when George Bush won and they said he didn't really win? It was rigged. Well, the Democrats have done this a million times. It's okay when they do it. When we do it, we're insurrectionists. Folks, you need to wake up. I'm sorry. I say this a lot, I know. But you got to wake up. You cannot just sit there and say, well, it'll all work out in the end, because it will not all work out in the end. Before you know it, you're going to be standing in bread lines. Before you know it, the government's going to say, this is what you will drive. This is where you will work. And worse than that, they're already telling you what medical treatment you'll get. You know how they're doing that now? Some of these monoclonal antibodies, if you're African-American, you get them ahead of if you're Caucasian. It doesn't matter how serious. So in other words, if they say, you're worse off than this person, but you're white, you're not getting it. And they have the legal right to do that because it's government-funded health care. See, that's what I warned you about. When your grandfather, who was, lifting weights until at 75 and is healthy as a bear, healthier than some soy boy laying on a couch eating Twinkies 24 hours a day at 30 years old, has a problem. They say, he's too old. We're not going to pay for this. He's had a good life. Just accept. Is that what you want? You want your government to play God? Because that's what they're going to do with you. They're doing it right now with who gets to get these COVID treatments. They're doing it right now. And it's going to get worse. It's not just going to be about skin color soon. It's going to be about age. It's going to be about gender. It's going to be about a whole host of things, including, well, is he an active, does he have, what's his political beliefs? That's coming next. And they woke up, Tom, or this country is done as we know it.
Yeah, they better wake up. People better wake up in general, because if they're not, you know, not only is the country going to be in trouble, but people in general are going to be in trouble. I must, furthermore, before I know that it's almost time to cut it off. We're running short on time. I'm going to throw in something for good measure. If ivermectin is horse dewormer, then AOC should be okay, no?
Well, you would think. Well, here's the thing. Did AOC goes down to Florida and says, you should all stay out of Florida because you might catch COVID. And then she's out there without a mask. She thinks it works, and she catches COVID and then blames Florida. Well, you're the one who went. If you thought it was so serious, why'd you go? I wouldn't go into a human Petri dish. You did. Folks, it's only okay if they do it. You need to wake up and watch what's going on. It is, in fact, common sense. This is not rocket science. You do not have to be a political junkie to understand what's going on. Just open your eyes. And please do it now, because tomorrow might be too late.